As a filmmaker, Sofia Coppola is a curiosity. Yes, she's the daughter of one of the great filmmakers, Francis Ford Coppola, the man who gave us the Godfather trilogy, but that's hardly her only distinction. Over the past 18 years, she has directed 6 feature films of her own, and those films, from her first, a 1999 adaptation of Jeffrey Eugenides' novel The Virgin Suicides, to her latest, an adaptation of Thomas Kalinin's novel The Beguiled, have earned Coppola her own measure of acclaim. Yet if the mark of a filmmaker depends both on style and substance, Sofia Coppola is stronger on the former than she is on the latter. It's not that her films don't contain themes, one major one being women attempting to define themselves in a sometimes hyper-masculine world. Think of Scarlett Johansson's character in 2003's Lost in Translation, searching for meaning while roaming the streets of Tokyo. No, it's more that those themes often are portrayed through as much thematic soft focus as the actual visuals she directs her cinematographers to use. Soft focus, for example, is a major stylistic highlight of The Beguiled, thanks to Philippe Lesueur, a French cinematographer who received an Oscar nomination for Wong Kar-wai's 2013 film The Grandmaster. Lesueur's camera work, again at the behest of Coppola, is what gives The Beguiled its overpowering sense of Gothic Southern sensibilities. Set in 1864, during the height of the Civil War, Coppola's The Beguiled begins innocently enough. A young girl, Una Lawrence, walks through the lonely woods, pausing here and there to pick mushrooms. The camera haunts her, though, close enough to feel almost claustrophobic, certainly threatening. And sure enough, she stumbles onto a wounded Union soldier, Colin Farrell, who hurriedly assures her that he means no harm and instead would appreciate any aid she could give him. Reassured, the trusting girl returns home, soldier in tow, to the Southern girls' school she attends. When they arrive, her headmistress, Nicole Kidman, tends to the soldier's wounds, and then she, the headteacher, Kirsten Dunst, and the 5 remaining students, all others having left because of the war, must decide what to do with their enemy guest. That's when the beguiling of the film's title begins. Kalanin's 1966 novel was adapted once before, in 1971, by director Don Siegel, starring Clint Eastwood and Geraldine Page. A noted action director, Siegel, whose best-known film is perhaps Dirty Harry, couldn't be more different from Coppola. Yet the question explored in all 3 versions, both movies and the novel, is who exactly ends up beguiling whom. Farrell's soldier is clearly afraid of returning to battle, the vestiges of which are all around, in the rolling echoes of cannon fire, wisps of distant smoke, and the occasional roving patrol. And so he reaches out, one by one, to each of the 2 women and 5 girls, each, for her own reasons, seeks his attention in return. Do any of them get what they need or deserve? Unfortunately, Coppola's answers to those questions are, like the very ending of her movie itself, lost in soft focus. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.